Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Whiteley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today we're with Tim Heyman from Male Fashions. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for being with me.
Sure. Well, I'm looking at all these beautiful clothes, beautiful shoes, right here in downtown Warsaw. Tim, I have to ask, what got you into this industry to begin with?
Well, it's kind of a funny story, but my wife and I came in here shopping one time, and we ended up buying the whole store. So, I mean, it was a little longer process than that, but, I mean, that's what got us started. I mean, I was just looking for something different and got to talking with the owner, and he was wanting to sell, so it kind of worked out, and we kind of fell into it.
Well, great. Well, you do a fantastic job. Now, when did you take over ownership?
October 1st,
2014. 2014. Wow, you're coming up on 10-year anniversary.
Yep. So 9 years. This is our ninth prom season.
Oh, yes. Speaking of prom, something happens at the end of April and May. You're a little bit busy, I suppose. Do you rent tuxes?
We do rent tuxes. It's a question we get all the time. It's probably something that I don't know if the store was built on that, but they've always done tux rentals. So, yes, we do lots of tux rentals for prom. And we do have people buying tuxes or suits, too,
sure,
for prom.
Sure. You do proms for how many different schools?
Well, there's about 15 schools in our area, give or take. I mean, it seems like there's always a new one somebody will come from that we don't expect.
Yeah.
But we do the closest ones in our area. Of course, Warsaw is the biggest. And then we have Valley and Wawasee and Triton and Witko. So those five are kind of our main core that we help a lot with. Mm-hmm. But then we have other ones. We'll do Manchester and Northwood and West Noble, Fairfield, you know, so it just kind of depends. Rochester is another one, Columbia City. So we help anybody that comes in.
Well, you couldn't do 15 schools without having a great reputation, that's for sure. I know when I was in school, I was a guy, I waited to the last minute to rent my tux, or maybe I didn't have a date to the last minute. And so is there still time to get a tux for prom?
Yes, pretty much. We can get, if you come in on one day, we can have it here the next day.
Oh, wow.
However, having said that, there is an extra cost for that.
Okay.
So the earlier, the better. You know, depending on when your prom is, we've got a few still coming up. You know, we don't have them in-house. That's another question people ask, you know, and they think we have them here and we don't.
Oh,
so
sure.
they come from somewhere else. But you come in, we can always get you in something. It may not be your first choice, but there's always something available.
What is the average cost for a tux rental?
Well, our most expensive that we do is $185, which is really reasonable.
If you check
with anybody else in the area, we're a lot lower than them. And then we're also doing just a basic black for $125.
Okay.
So it's somewhere in between there.
Yeah.
And that does include shoes, too.
Oh, that includes shoes?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so if you took into consideration how many different shoe sizes, how many different types of tuxes, how many different sizes of tuxes, there's no way you have to have a whole warehouse
full
of tuxes and everything. That's fantastic. What are your hours? If people want to contact you and come in, what are your hours?
Okay, so our normal hours are 10 to 6, but during prom season, we try to accommodate, you know, kids that are very busy. You know, a lot of kids are in sports in the spring, so we are open late. Two nights a week.
Oh, nice.
On Wednesday and Thursday, we're open till 8. So we're trying to help out those people that are having a hard time getting in.
Sure.
Opening at 10 every day, and then Saturday, we're open till 4.
Now, you're very easy to find, but for people that may not know where you're located, tell us where you're located, your phone number, website. How do people get in touch with you?
Okay. Well, we're pretty much downtown Warsaw. A block east of the courthouse is what I try to tell people. Mm-hmm. Or right across the alley from Matt Anthony's.
Okay.
So we're on Center Street, 109 East Center. We have a Facebook page, just Male Fashions Warsaw.
That's M-A-L-E.
M-A-L-E, yes. A lot of people want to try to send us letters and M-A-I-L, but no, it's M-A-L-E, Male Fashions, Warsaw for Facebook, and then you can also Google too, and there's information there, and our times are on there too. Mm-hmm. Phone number is 574-267-6112. Email is mailfashionsco@gmail.com. So all of those work. You know, the phone rings a lot during this time, so leave a message if we don't get to you, if we're busy. But yeah, and you know, the hours are there, but if you're really having a hard time getting in, you know, if you call us, we may schedule a special time for you just to help you out.
Oh, that's fantastic. No wonder you rent so many tuxes. You give great customer service, great prices. But Tim, thank you so much for today, and thanks for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and thanks for all you do for downtown Warsaw and the outlying areas.
Well, we enjoy it. This time is a little crazy, a little stressful, but I mean, part of the reason that we got into it, you know, or what that I like is I like serving. So it's just fun for me to help people pick out their clothes and get something they like.
You do a fantastic job, and I can't wait to hopefully help you celebrate your 10th anniversary coming up.
Yep, 1 year.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley from the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today, I'm with the fine folks here at Akzo Nobel. Hector, you're the site manager here at Akzo Nobel. Before we get into all the wonderful things you guys do for the community, there may be some listeners that don't know what Akzo Nobel does. Tell us a little bit about Akzo Nobel.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Okay, my name is Hector Loyola. I'm a site manager for the last 4 years in Warsaw. Our facility has 62 years in Warsaw produce powder coatings. Mm-hmm. We are, Akzo Nobel is a Dutch company from Europe. We have 200 facilities in the world. 32 facilities only produce powder.
Wow.
This is, you know, the biggest facility in the United States. We are the larger mm-hmm. side. We produce only powder, solid coatings. Again, I'm very happy, you know, to participate, to work here with our employee, in the same time with the community. Mm-hmm. It's very nice, you know, last year we have a lot of job opportunity to share with the community. This year, again, we have a new community program with the team, mm-hmm. internally and external. Mm-hmm. Niwana, you know, after my meet, you know, he's mm-hmm. explained to us, you know, what is the activity is done, mm-hmm. what's the next step. Mm-hmm. But thank you very much for the opportunity. Sometimes my English is not perfect, but I'm very happy, you know, for participate to the community. Okay. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Well, thank you so much for getting so involved in the community, because mm-hmm. a lot of companies come to Warsaw and, you know, they're here, but they don't really get involved in the community. They kind of take the money and run. Well, you guys don't do that. You guys get very, very involved in the community. And Niwana, do you want to tell us some of the things that you've done this past year in our community?
Let's see. Thank you again. Hello, Scott. Last year what we did a lot of stuff with the community. We did a chili cook-off for the Baker's Youth mm-hmm. Cup. That was so much fun. I absolutely loved it.
excellent chili, by the way.
Chili.
Now, who made the chili? That was good.
So
chili.
I made the chili, and I also ground up my own salsa for hot peppers.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then we had Baker, Ryan Baker, who did a venison chili.
Yeah.
And that went the first. It was gone so fast, and it was amazing. That was so much fun. We'd like to do a lot more of that this mm-hmm. year, so hopefully we can do that with the third Fridays.
Great.
We also did an angel tree, so we did that with the Combined Community mm-hmm. Services,
yeah.
and we chose three different families, mm-hmm. each one having from one children up to like five children, mm-hmm. and we got the whole entire employees of the site involved in that. They each took names and items off of the tree, and it was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
After that, or before that, we did the food drive for the combined services mm-hmm. as well,
mm-hmm.
and we got to visit the site for what they do. And it is just great. We absolutely love that.
Now, how many employees do you guys have here?
We have roughly, at the moment, I want to say
95
employees. Right here in Boggs Industrial Park.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, so after the combined community services, what else did you do?
What else did we do? We did the food drive, the angel tree, the cook-off. We had a safety day here with I got another person in the background. She'll tell me what we also did. So this year we did a shoe drive for the Salvation Army.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I did not realize, but they actually were in need of shoes. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing that a lot of people don't realize, that even if they're used or slightly worn, mm-hmm. you know, other people can still use those.
Sure.
So yeah, we donated over 50 pairs of shoes for that.
Wow.
So that was kind of good.
Yeah.
I kind of posted on there for the employees to clean out their wives' closets.
Yes.
So and then we also, we're doing our Arbor Day right now. So
this week.
We've got,
tell us about that.
This week we are donating 2 trees per employee. So
Whoa.
We got 4 different types of trees this year. We have the dogwood, the red bud, the blue spruce, and a sugar maple, all from arborday.org.
Right.
And we're also going to be donating a tree along with open air nurseries here in town at Pike Lake this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be on the 27th.
27th, okay. So that's over like 200 trees then.
Yes. Yeah, we did. We got over 200 trees this year for the employees.
Oh, it's awesome.
They're really small, so they don't really look like trees yet, but
right.
But they will grow.
Well, I remember the ones year before last we planted down at Pike Lake.
Yes.
And that was actually a pretty good sized tree already.
Yeah. Now the ones that we are donating to Pike Lake will be larger. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yes. Very nice.
Yeah. We also had an employee appreciation day, not only last year, but we did this year as well, where mm-hmm. we gave them a little personal thing for that mm-hmm. they can wear out here with their gloves and stuff, and gave them some yummies to eat.
Now, was it safety day that you invited the chamber out, and you had
it was.
Barbecue, and you had
yes.
the igloo ice cream,
yes,
and you raised things for, was that for combined community services also?
That was the end of the food drive, yeah.
Nice.
So we did the food drive then, yeah, and we kind of combined, shared that with the safety day uh-huh. and kind of combined that all, invited the police station and the fire station and you guys along over here to eat with us.
That's so. Great.
It's in September, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
September.
Yeah, we're hoping to do something similar yep. again this year. I already spoke with combined community services and we did say that we would do another food drive for them around that same time.
Great.
So I'm kind of excited about that.
Awesome.
This year I was really excited about, I have Carl Reiler here. He is a new manager here at this site, and he brought up this place in Warsaw that I didn't know existed to mm-hmm. the engagement team.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. You want to tell it a little
Scott,
bit about
this
it?
Is Carl Reiler. I'm the engineering manager here. Uh-huh. Just got to Exo Nobel 7 weeks ago, so we just finished a fundraiser for the Beeman Home.
Oh, that's
where
great.
We did a employee bake sale mm-hmm. and sold baked goods and stuff in the break room.
Yeah.
And we're able to donate $400 to the Beeman Home.
Wow.
To help out their crisis prevention and their programs.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all I've got right now. Oh, wait a minute. No, it
yes,
isn't.
There's more.
There's more. So we also did a Easter egg hunt
yes.
here for our children.
Yes.
Yes. We did it last year as well, but this year I got the igloo involved and as mm-hmm. well as McAllister's Deli. So the igloo donated 24 free ice creams and we hid them inside the eggs. Not the ice cream itself.
When you first said that, that's what I thought when you first said
just
that.
Just the tickets for our free ice cream so that
oh,
they could
great.
Go to the igloo.
Yeah.
And then the McAllister's Deli donated 3 free meals also that we also hit it out there in the eggs.
My daughters had a great time at the event.
Did they?
It was a lot of fun. They got some ice cream tickets too, so they're looking forward to cashing those
in. We had an employee dress up as the Easter Bunny and kind of ran around there with them, so that was kind of fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for getting involved in the community. Like I said, a lot of times businesses don't, but you guys go the extra mile and go way above and beyond what other people do. Thank you, and thank you for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and we look forward to seeing you mm-hmm. at different events. We talked about the golf tournament.
Yes.
We talked about Third Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
But, can't wait to continue to work with you guys.
Pronaccio, you know, thank you very much for to give us the opportunity every year. You know, every year. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.